Chief Lab Technician Elliot Samuel said the hold on testing is as a result of a significant backlog in testing. He said the molecular lab will now focus on testing in the public interest as it relates to contact tracing for people exposed to COVID-19. He said testing for travel will now be conducted by private laboratories.
The test that we do for travel is collectively called an exit screen. Because of the immense backlog we have now, we are about 2,000 tests behind. Our priority has to be given to dealing with the public health cases, the persons who are suspect cases, probable cases, contacts. So we really have to, if we want to get a better grasp of what is happening and to allow the lab to provide the information for the public health team to respond, to contact trace and to allow them to at least try to break transmission of what is happening now, we have to focus on the public health cases. So a decision was taken by the cabinet yesterday to put a hold on the testing for travel purposes. It's not going to be available because we do have a very strong laboratory network in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we have basically transferred that testing responsibility onto our private sector. So as of today, persons who are requiring a test for travel purposes can now access those antigen and NAT testing through the private laboratories.
Chief Laboratory Technician Elliot Samuel. Regionally, the Barbados government has announced plans for the establishment of safe zones as the island continues to be impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic that has claimed 98 lives and infected 11,132 others since March last year. Prime Minister Muir Mottley said her administration had decided against further lockdowns and that it was now necessary to protect those who are taking the vaccine. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 52,847. Internationally, a major report by MPs criticizes the UK's early response to the COVID-19 outbreak, saying big mistakes were made. The late lockdown in early 2020 ranks as one of the most important public health failures the UK has ever had. The report also says many thousands of care home deaths caused by COVID-19 could have been avoided. The UK reported 40,224 cases on Monday, plus 28 new COVID deaths. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.